try to discover a little something to make me cooler. That's what I was doing at 14, trying to discover a way to make me more cool. Baby, refrain from breaking my heart. So, 14 years old, I was with my friend, and my first concert was Erasure at the NEC in Birmingham. Fucking great. Love Erasure, still do. I remember being at that concert, dropped off by my mate's dad, and I thought, yeah, it's my first big concert. The lads, Erasure. This was our Woodstock, Erasure. And at 14 years old, I didn't know who I was really. You're cute as a kid when you're under 10, aren't you? When you're 17 to 18, hopefully you're developing a style. But 11 to 16, they're really the fallow years for being cool, aren't you? You know, you look like a member of the Amish community, or that you're permanently going crown green bowling. So there was one kid, actually, at my school in the whole year who had respect for being cool. He was 14, he was attractive, he'd kind of tanned, he'd already had sex multiple times, we knew this, and it was like, from memory, it was like he was living with a girl already. This cute girl, as I remember, and this seems so far away to me. Living with a girl, and I looked around me at this Erasure concert thinking, who am I? I have respect for being good at school and acting and comedy and sport, and all I want is to have to respect, a little respect for being cool. That's what any 14-year-old wants, isn't it? A little respect. So on the way home from this concert, we were picked up by my mate's dad, and the dad said, didn't you enjoy it? And I said, yeah, it was awesome. And he said, well, why don't you join me on a work trip to Brighton next weekend? Both of us, obviously, not just me and him. And he said, I can get you kids a room of your own, free with work. It's the Grand Hotel, Brighton. I said, yeah, of course, absolutely. Give a little respect to you, sir. Fucking respect. So there we were, on the cusp of cool. I knew it was close, my first concert, Erasure. Now a trip to Brighton, our own room at the Grand Hotel. Brighton, exciting, right? We were two 14-year-old boys sharing a hotel room in Brighton. Single, double bed, top and tailing. We were about to become cool, because being two 14-year-old boys in a hotel room, you just stay in the hotel room, don't you? That's all you can do. And I said, well, what should we do? And he said, why don't we watch porn and wank? And I was like, yes, two 14-year-old kids, just been to an Erasure concert, sharing a suite in Brighton and masturbating. There's simply nothing more cool than that. So my mate opened up the porn options on the TV. From memory, there was two. There was the one we chose anyway was set on a beach. So it's probably called Be My Beach, wasn't it? Great Fwarmouth. And the particular bit that stuck in my mind was two girls kissing and cuddling on the beach, tits out, you could see everything. And I looked over, and my mate had his dick out, and he was masturbating. Excuse this content, but there's a point to this story. Because I thought, this is cool, isn't it? Erasure, Brighton, and my mate's dick. I'm on the cusp of being cool. That's what all kids want to be. Just a little respect for being cool. And my mate said, come on, man. I'll race you. So I didn't know what to do. forgive me, dear listener, but you know, we got two cups off the China service, and it was like the biscuit game, but with China in the Grand Hotel Brighton. So this was cool, right? Eurasia concert, Brighton, 2 14-year-old boys in a Brighton hotel room masturbating into China teacups. And as I was doing this, I looked at the guys on the beach and I thought, is this cool? Is what I am doing now cool, masturbating into it? Or is what they're doing cool, having sex, proper sex, with women on the beach? And I just thought, I knew then I wanted to be these guys. Want to be that? They look cool. I couldn't put my finger on it because my finger was on my cock into a China teacup. Thought, I want to be these guys, I want to be with these guys. I don't know, I was confused. I wanted these girls, I didn't know. It was all very, very confusing. And it became even more confusing as at exactly the moment where we came was the moment where one of the women separated her legs and out sprung the most enormous cock. It's a classic. I mean, I now know it's a classic porn motif. But then it was like a surprise. It was like, I felt dirty. But I felt slightly more cool. This is what two boys who are on the cusp of cool do, right? Eurasia concert. Brighton. Watching pornography of a man, woman on the beach. Thinking about it, it might have been called Sandrogynous. Anyway, you know, I fell asleep that night thinking, oh, you know, I knew what cool looked like at least. It was these guys on the beach. They look cool. They look like the cool kid in the school. It was a tan, it was something about the hair, the greasy hair. So I vowed to get up early the next day. We had a few hours on the beach. I thought, I'll try to get a tan. Try to look cool, act cool. And me and my mate can go around and try and pull girls as if that was going to happen after we'd spent the night masturbating into China teacups. So we went down and we had breakfast, and my mate's dad said, what did you boys get up to last night? And I said, nothing much. And he said, I know what you got up to, because I get the bill for the extras. You were watching a mucky video, weren't you? Mucky video. And I said, yeah, you know, he had us bang to rights, you know. But fortunately, he was cool, you know, he was a cool dad. And I realised he looked cool as well. He looked like my cool mate at school, tanned, hair, greased hair. And this cool dude just let us off and laughed and said, well, at least you didn't touch the minibar. And I thought, no, we were just masturbating into the cups. And it suddenly dawned on me, fuck. I'd left my cup of joy on the side of my bed, unwashed. And I thought, shit, I better run upstairs and get rid of it. And as I ran off, it suddenly became clear to me what was cool. I'd suddenly discovered the secret of cool. Ever since I was a kid, I'd had the same hairstyle. All boys did, either centre parting or parting one side or the other. This kid at school, my mate's dad, and the men on the beach, they all had this greased back, wet look hair. And I got back to the room and I thought, if only I had greasy, wet look gel to hold my hair up. Oh dear. And then I saw the cup. And so, a clear 10 years before There's Something About Mary came out, always ahead of my time, Nathan Cassidy, I looked at the cup and I saw my future calling to me, my future of cool. I'd seen Eurasia, I'd shared a hotel room with my 14-year-old mate in Brighton, we'd wanked off and I was about to take the final step on my journey to becoming cool. So I put my finger in the cup, the cup of destiny, and I ran that cool, wet look gel through my hair, and I'd finally done it. I was finally cool. And I thought I'd get down on the beach and get the tan and return to school the hero. So that's what I did. My mate said, "You look cool." I was like, "Yes." And a few hours on the beach, baking that semen into my scalp, I felt like $1 million. But unfortunately, I also smelt like 1 million spermatozoa. Please, please give me some respect. But he didn't. He just kept saying, "What's that smell?" And I didn't have the heart to tell him. But that smell that day was pure, purest coal. And I've never looked back. Ever since that day, I've had slick back hair. And I've never to this day, true story, had a cup of tea. Keep it cool, Nathan. Keep it cool. And the biggest secret of cool, of course, Nathan, never, ever, ever tell anyone this frankly appalling story.